Have you ever heard the conversation when somebody says, they said, or they did? You know, this is, they is a fairly broad term used in either, you know, it's used either to describe a particular group or it could be a very generic group, they. You know, they say something like, well, they said this or they said that. But usually the term is so broad that no one can explain who the proverbial they is. The question is, who is they? And why are we quoting them? In our everyday lives, we use this term a lot. They usually refers to something or something we just talked about. They must have acted in a certain way or manner or said something of great significance that when we see the word they in the Bible, it's not referring to any one individual as to be identified out or singled out, but rather it's the name describing the act. Well, here we, as we gather around the Lord's table, I want to focus on they. Again, not just anyone in particular, but I want us to consider they for what they did collectively. Turn with me to Acts, the second chapter. Acts 2 and 42 through 47. And it says there, and it says, and they continually devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, to fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. Everyone kept feeling a sense of awe, and many wonders and signs were taking place through the apostles. And all those that had believed were gathered together, and they had all things in common. And they began selling their possessions and their property, and they were sharing with them all as anyone might have need. Day by day, continuing with one mind in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they were taking their meals together with gladness and sincerity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord was adding to the number, day by day, those who were being saved. Who is they? Who were continually devoting themselves? And what was the one of the things that they did that promoted the writer who was moved by the Holy Spirit to write these things for us to read and understand today? We know that they of Acts 2:42 are the same ones in verse 37 of Acts 2 who were pricked in their hearts and asked Peter and the rest of the apostles, what must we do? They were given the terms of pardon, and they that gladly received his word were baptized and were added to the church that day. And we see part of their actions as to the continually devoting themselves, and part of that continual devotion was that they made partaking of the Lord's Supper a priority in their life. Those who wrote about the early church say that they were meeting together, and meeting around the Lord's table was of first importance to them. It was here that our minds are drawn back to the death, burial, and the resurrection of Jesus. It was here that they were proclaiming the Lord's death until he comes again. So as we meet here around this table to commemorate the beatings, the mockings, the cruel crucifixion of Jesus, we do more than that. We are being they that are continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching, fellowship, breaking of bread, and in prayers. When we become they that do these things, I think we are moving closer and closer to what the rest of the verse says, having singleness of heart and praising God at the same time. Dear Father in heaven, as we come around this table, Lord, we come to remember your son's sacrifice. Remember that time when he freely and willingly gave of his life, gave it up to be offered as a sacrifice for sin. We know the terrible things that happened that night and even into the next day, Lord, and the crucifixion that took place there. But we also remember the time when the tomb, when they came to the tomb and it was empty. And we commemorate that through this time, through these emblems that's been given to us. You gave it to the early Christians, gave it to those men around the table that night when you asked them to take this in remembrance of you. And we ask now as we partake of these emblems, remembering the fruit of the vine represents your blood that was poured out and spilt there on Calvary. And the bread represents your broken body that was torn apart there. But it was given freely on our behalf. And we, in our minds, Lord, we want to become as they in the New Testament that were continually devoting themselves and proclaiming your son's death until he comes again. For these things we ask in your son's name. Amen.